62 out of the same Songs of Faith book, please. Yeah, preferably, if at all possible.
Once in the stillness of the late midnight hour, I felt the presence of the Lord's saving power. I fell on my knees and cried to Him there. Oh, merciful Savior, hear a sinner's prayer. judgment day. I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. In eternity, I'll live on. I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. Let's do the last. In the glory land with Jesus on the throne, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. In eternal ages singing home sweet home, I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. I'll live on. Yes, I'll live on. In eternity, I
Randy, can you help us out?
Thank you. Bless the Lord.
David sang the praises of the glory of Jehovah. Paul preached that all is lost in going Christ. Little John said he is precious by the leaning of his bosom. So for a moment may I humbly testify. Did I mention that I love him? How I worship and adore him when I can see no way. He makes a way. And did I mention he's been faithful to every promise he ever made me? I love him, that's all I want to say. And how many sermons can be preached about this Jesus? How many songs can be sung about God's Son? There are not enough words, enough notes in the music to tell the story of all my Savior has done. Did I mention that I love him? How I worship and adore him when I can see no way. He makes a way. And did I mention he's been faithful to every promise he ever made me? I love him, that's all I want to say.
Good to be here tonight. Brother Lenny asked me if I could come prepared on Thursday, and I told Matthew, I said, that makes me kind of nervous. And he said, it's just like you sing every time at church. And I said, yeah, but it's just something, I don't know. The fact that he asked me, it makes me nervous. And so just help me pray that I can get myself out of the way and do what God would have me to do. You know, I wanted Braylee to sing a song with us, and I've told a few people, but the other day we were riding on the road and we were listening to a playlist that I have, and I've Been Blessed was playing, and she was singing to the top of her lungs, and then Kinley, she started, you know, just blabbering along, and then He Knows My Name came on, and Braylee was just singing as loud as she could, and then Kinley was just blabbering, and I was squalling because I thought, you know, here my 3-year-old and my almost 1-year-old, and they're just singing praises to God, and it just tickled my soul. And so I wanted her to, you know, sing one with us, because it's just a joy to hear her sing, to walk through the house and just sing. She'll start singing, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship, and everything, walking through the house, and it just brings my heart so much joy to know that she could be singing any Disney song, any, you know, country song, whatever, but she chooses to sing praises to God all day long, and I think that we need to be a little bit more like that, you know. So anyways, y'all just pray for me. some time to feel the weight of every trial. So I count the cost and trust you as your child. I saw your crown of thorns, how you gladly wore it. Every cross I bear, I'm stronger for it. Make me blind that I might see. Make me lame that I might praise you from my knees. Let me hunger, let me thirst until your word is all I need. 'Cause when I'm weak, I'm stronger for it. Hard and you show me how to follow your footsteps and cast away my doubt. I saw your temptation and how you stood before it. Yeah, I'm tempted too, but I'm stronger for it. Make me blind that I might see. Make me lame that I might praise you from my knees. Let me hunger, let me thirst until your word is all I need. 'Cause when I'm weak, I'm stronger for it. Let me shine over Bethlehem. Let me be the trumpet sounding out your name. Let me be the burning bush in the desert sin. Show me your glory and hide me from my shame. Make me blind that I might see. Make me lame that I might praise you from my knees. Let me hunger, let me thirst until your word is all I need. 'Cause when I'm weak, I'm stronger for it.
Hit you without any warning. The storm
your life had begun. Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. And by now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You cried out for help from the Savior. You know you can't give up now, 'cause you prayed all night, 'cause you held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regard. When the faith shall be sighed, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound,
it is well.
Anyone else got a song?
Days gone by, and how revivals, a lot of times toward the end of the week, years ago, boy, you'd see the crowd start coming in.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday night. That's why, if you'll notice, most old churches that take up offerings, when did they take them up?
Yeah.
If you go to a church or you attend a church that still takes up offering on revivals or through revival week, usually they took them up on what? Thursday or Friday night, usually. Sometimes both nights. And the reason was because that's when the crowd was going to be there. And when you do something in a Baptist church, you can't quit it. So now that the crowds come Monday and Tuesday, they figured it out. Baptist churches still take up offering on Thursday and Friday. And they don't hit the crowd like they used to. But anyway, it's certainly a joy to be here, and I appreciate the Lord. And I've learned over the years that don't expect too much of crowds at revival meetings. Anywhere you go, just about it, unless you have several churches come in together and have a meeting together. Because people just don't go like they used to. And I know that the world has its draw, and I have children. I know what it is so much. And it seemed like that church is used to be the main thing is now the least thing in our lives. And I'm afraid that it's not going to get much better. I'll just be honest with you as far as that goes. Preacher, you're a doomsday fella. No, I'm not a doomsday fella. I believe it can be better. I believe it's up to us whether it will be or can be. But I figured this out, whether there's a crowd or whether there's not, I'm going to do my part.
That's right.
I'm going to show up and do my part and do what I can for the glory of the Lord tonight. As already been said this week, been a lot of times that I've had meeting with just me and the Lord. I remember being a young, exuberant, excitable preacher and pastoring my first church. And I remember one night going over there, and we had just got us a little Ranger. Daddy has it now. We got that Ranger, and Kelly, I got it for her. And she was driving that little Ranger pickup, and we didn't have it long, and we found out we was expecting. And we said, well, that little Ranger ain't going to hold the family. So we had to get rid of it, and Daddy got it from us. And so I was thankful for that. But one night, she let me drive it. I was so thankful. I wanted to drive that truck over to church, and she let me drive it. And we was headed to church, and the Lord got in the truck with me. And I got rolled up at the church, and I was soaking wet with sweat. And they said, Brother Josh, everything okay? I said, yeah, I just got to church and didn't preach again. But I was so excited. A preacher brother of mine, love him to death. I don't know if you know him, but Brother Joy Patterson is from up L.A.J. But Joy's a big fella, and he got started preaching, and he got accused of preaching a lot. He'd show up at church and somebody'd give a way for somebody to say something, and Brother Joey would hit the floor and start preaching. Even if somebody had already preached, he'd go ahead and preach a little while himself. And somebody asked him after church, said, Brother Joey, I believe you'll preach at the drop of a hat. And he said, you're right. And he said, if the Lord's the one dropping the hat, I'll be the one doing the preaching. Amen. And so I enjoy it when folks enjoy the Lord. I told Brother Ted tonight, y'all have slapped worn me out, and I appreciate that. I've been in several revivals, good revivals here lately in the past few years, and been in some really good, wonderful revival meetings. But I told Kelly, I said, I don't believe I've been this worn out in a revival as I have this one in a long time. It's been a long time since I've been this. All that is just the presence of the Lord and your obedience to follow Him and to do what He asked you to do tonight. And I appreciate that. That's been a blessing to me. So you pray for me for just a little while. I'll leave with you the thought the Lord's laid on our heart. I guess I preached more out of the Old Testament this week than I have in a long time, and I'll be back there again tonight. 2 Kings chapter number 13. 2 Kings chapter 13. We'll see if, can we turn these fans off back here? We'll see if we can turn them off tonight. Something else I ain't used to is the extra weight I'm carrying. That don't help me. When I graduated high school, I was 6 foot tall, weighed 118 pounds, soaking wet. And I ran a 4.54 40 and could jump from underneath the basketball, from underneath the goal. I could stand underneath it, jump straight up and grab it with both hands, not take a step. I could jump and I could run. I could fly. And so I can't hardly get a piece of paper under me now when I jump. I went to the doctor the other day, and I think and Kelly had to help. Now I'm getting numbers wrong all the time. But I think he told me I weighed 217. I've never weighed 200 pounds much in my life. But here lately, I've got up over 200, and now I'm getting on up in there. And so, anyway, it does a deal on me. But I'm thankful tonight to be here and be back with you. You've been so very kind to us, and we appreciate you so very much tonight. Appreciate Brother Teddy. Hadn't been able to be around him a lot, just here and there. We would meet, our paths would cross, and always enjoyed being and meeting with him. But as I told him the other night, Kelly and I was talking, I said, well, I tell you what, I like him because he's genuine. Amen. And that means something to me. I appreciate that tonight about your pastor. And I know that you love him and appreciate that too. A lot of people are looking for a lot of different things out of their pastor. If you got a man of God that loves you, loves the Lord, and preaches the Word, you know what? You can keep him for as long as you want to. I appreciate Mom and Daddy being here tonight. Their pastor been down there, Pine Grove, for how long? 23 years. You don't hear that in country churches anymore because one of two things. Either the preacher gets another itch or the church won't let him pastor them. But you know what? There's something good with commonality, I believe. I believe there's nothing wrong with it tonight. And so I appreciate you, Pastor. 2 Kings chapter 13. And we're going to read beginning in the 14th verse. And I'll read 14 through 19 tonight. If you'd like to stand for just a minute, I know we sung a few songs tonight. Maybe you've been sitting for a minute. If you'd like to stand for a second, and I'll read. Stretch your legs just a minute. I'm only going to preach about 2 hours is what's on my heart. So, I'm just kidding. I ain't got enough strength to do that. 2 Kings chapter number 13. People started heading door to door when I said that. Verse number 14. The Bible said, now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. That's what he called Elisha. Ain't that something? He said, and Elisha said unto him, take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou have consumed them. And he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice,
and stayed or stopped. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, Thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the revival this far. Thank you for that we felt in our hearts this week. Thank you, Lord, for the strength you've given us. God, the closeness that we've been able to, Lord, have this week, not only with you, but God, with this great people, God, that we've gathered out with each night. And I pray tonight now that you'd help us as you have in the last few nights, God, and in the days gone by in our life, how that you've always been faithful, and we call upon you one more time, God, to strengthen us and quicken us in this mortal flesh. How, Lord, that the Spirit of God might take over one more time. And how, Lord, loose us now and let us preach the everlasting gospel. How, in the hope that if there's any lost, that they'd be saved. Any backslid, they'd repent and get right. And those that have been walking, Lord, according to your word and your will for their lives, I pray tonight they might get to take another step on the ladder and move up. I just a little bit closer with you. Now, I go with us again in this service. And whatever's accomplished, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it all. For we ask it in the love and name of Jesus. And for Christ's sake tonight, we humbly pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Here tonight, I want you to think about this scripture. For just a little while, I don't know that I've ever preached out of this scripture, but as we was reading and thinking this afternoon, I began to think on this moment of time where Elisha was dying. And the Bible said that Joash came unto him and was seeing that he is sick. This is the same Elisha now that had followed Elijah all around. And everywhere Elijah went, Elisha, I had followed the man of God. And Elijah looked at him and said, what do you want from me? And Elisha said, I want a double portion of what you got. Amen. Elijah said, well, if you see me when I go, he said, you can have what you've had. Brother, listen, it wasn't nothing for Elisha to follow Elijah. He had already followed him all over the place. And so he made dead sure that he was going to see him go. Amen. The Bible said that Elisha took that mantle, wrapped it up, and smote the waters where they was had. And listen, Elijah and Elisha walked across on dry ground. And when they got to the other side, the Lord took Elijah up. I chariot of fire and a whirlwind. Elijah looked out of here never tasting dead. And Elijah saw that. Listen, God granted unto him his request. And the man of Elijah fell back. Listen, and Elisha took it up. And you know what? As soon as he got that mantle, he done the same thing Elijah did. I believe he wanted to test it out a little bit. He smote the waters and they parted for him. Just like they did Elijah. Elisha went back across. And there's some fellas there watching off in the distance. And they're noticing some things. Listen, I will tell you this. Somebody's always watching you. Amen. Yes, sir, I'll never forget. I was teaching school. One of my little old basketball players was with me after school one day. And I was cutting paper, one of them big paper cutters. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Got that big arm. You can cut about 10 or 15 pages with it at once. And listen, I wasn't paying attention to him. I brought that thing down and caught my thumb. And it made a big old gash in my thumb. And I grabbed it real quick and I said, ouch, real big. And my little basketball player, he said, Coach Coward, you didn't cuss. I said, no, I didn't. I said, I don't cuss. I said, it ain't a part of me. But I don't do it. He said, if I had done that, I would have been cussing. And that's what he told me. But he was watching me. Yeah, he is watching me. I in the midst of me cutting that thumb, he is watching to see what I do. I thank God, God kept me in that moment. Amen. Them folks was watching. So when he took that mantle and smote the waters, and this was their statement. They said, "We perceive that the spirit of Elijah doth now rest on Elisha." Amen. Brother, listen, there comes a time, young people, listen, when the older ones will start going away. Mama, pawpaws, those older folks that you see, the saints of God, shout and they'll start heading on to heaven. And you'll wonder what to do. I'm just going to give you a little instruction right quick before I preach. Take up the mantle and do the same thing that they did with it, and it'll work tonight. Amen. Listen, I'm just going to go ahead and stay right there for a second. Don't bring in no new style of music. You don't need it. Brother, don't bring in no new style of preaching. You don't need it. Don't bring in something and call it a Bible that's a false Bible. Hey, man, you just stay with the same thing. That's always worked tonight. Brother, thank God. I want you to know that the same mantle that Elijah had, Elisha used, and it worked in the same way for Elisha that it did Elijah tonight. Amen. Thank God. It is well with my soul. Still works for me, don't it, Jesus? Amen. Thank God. It does. Amazing grace still stirs me up. Yes, sir. Thank God. I still like to run around and shout every now and again, "I've got victory in Jesus." Well, praise the Lord. Tonight I'm glad that this old man of God, Elisha, if you'll go and read the parallels between him and Elijah, Elisha performed many of the same things, the very same miracles that Elijah did. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. You trust in Him. You can believe in Him. Because He is a great deliverer tonight. Amen. Here's Elisha now at the end of his life. There is no whirlwind. There is no chariot of fire. There's sickness upon him. And I mean, this is a sickness that was unto death. The Bible said, I read unto you. And the Bible said that old Joash was concerned about it, and was so concerned about the man of God dying that he began to weep. I listened over his face. Said, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof." I thank God. That was what come and got Elijah. And that's what he was calling Elisha. You listen. And Elisha said to him, "Take bow and arrows." He said, "Bow, that means one. And arrows with an S, that means many." He said, "Take bow and arrows." And he take unto him bow and arrows. Let me say this three times in a row. Elisha gives him instruction in what to do. And you know what? They didn't say, "Well, we need a new preacher. We don't like what he's a preaching." They didn't say, "Well, he don't get up and run like he used to." They didn't say, "We don't like the message that he's brought." No, Joash did exactly what Elisha said to do. He was obedient unto the word of God. That's our problem in our churches today. People don't want to hear the word of God anymore. Amen. Brother, they'd rather hear somebody tell about some fairy tale, or about some movie, that they saw something in, or something like that. But Paul told Timothy, to just preach the word. Amen. It would work. He said, "Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine." Amen. For the time of time, he said, "Where now he to them shall teachers have an itch in ears." Brother, listen, what we need today is the power of the sweet word of God preached to our children.
Amen.
It'll work. It'll work. Elisha said, take bow and arrow. And Joash took bow and arrow. And the king said, and he said to the king of Israel, put thy hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon the bow. Amen. And when he put his hand upon the bow, Elisha put his hands on top of his hands. Amen. Brother, listen. There wasn't no more power in that man of God's hand than there was in Joash's hands. He just want him to know that he is with him. Brother, he is with him. A lot of times when brother, they lay hands on folks. Brother, there wasn't nothing to give out power or receive power. It wasn't so that somebody could all of a sudden get some magical power, but it was to show they had confidence in them and they agreed with them.
Amen.
That's what happens when the presbytery lays their hands on a man to go and be ordained as a deacon or a bishop or a pastor. They're showing their confidence in that man and that they agree with him and that they give him right to go and do what God has called him to do. And so here Elisha is putting his hand on the hand of Joash and he's already given him two instructions. And now he said, open the window eastward. And that's what he did. And he said unto the king of Israel, he said, shoot. Shoot the arrow. Just one of them, he said, just shoot it. And he shot it. Being obedience is better than sacrifice. And the hearken's better than the fat of rams. Amen. It's better to obey. Amen. The old song said, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. But he shot that arrow. Listen. And the Bible said that he said, Elisha said, shoot him. He shot him. And Elisha cried out, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. And the arrow of deliverance from Syria. Amen. Thank God he was shooting towards Aphek, where the Syrians was. Now listen, I don't know how God did it. The Bible don't say. But all I can read is that Joash shot one arrow. He took a bunch of arrows, but he only shot one out of one window eastward towards Aphek. And the man of God declared deliverance for him.
Amen.
For Israel by one arrow.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know how many people of the Syrians there was, but whatever they needed to be defeated, one arrow did it. Amen. One arrow. I don't understand God's ways, but I'm going to tell you this, His ways work. Amen. You listen. Brother, the Bible said, I hear that they, brother was done with that, and so he told him to take the rest of the arrows. And this is what I want to get to tonight, God being my helper. He said, I want you, Joash, to take the rest of the arrows and go smack the ground. Go smack the ground. I want to talk to you for just a little while. It matters how you come to church. That's what I want to preach on tonight. It matters how you come to church. Yes, it does. It matters how you obey God. Yes, sir, it matters. That's the thought. It matters. It matters. Yeah, the Bible said that old Joash took him arrows, and I can just see him. I believe he is a good Baptist. Because this is, I believe, the way he did it. I believe he just said,
yeah.
Let me get my face just right for you, okay? It's the way I think it. He did it.
Bless him, Lord.
Why do you think that, preacher? Because the rest of the scripture said this. And the man of God was wroth with him, which meant that he was angry. And he said unto him, thou shouldest have meant it five times, or maybe even six. I don't know believe he smote it with any joy in his heart. I don't believe he took them arrows and thought that it mattered. And that he smote it because of he had already obeyed him. I guess he must have thought he was done and he didn't have to do anything else tonight. There's a lot of people get in that shape, but I want you to know it don't matter how long you go with the Lord, every minute matters. Amen. It don't matter how old you get, how long in the tooth you are, how many silver hairs you got. Amen. God says to it, it matters tonight. We ought to do it with all of our mind. We ought to do it to the best of our ability. It ought not be something that hurts us and gets us down and out. We ought to just obey Him tonight. Amen. Man, God said you should have done it 5 or 6 times. You should have been up about it. It should have been something you said. As many times as you needed to. I want to ask you this question. If God says your blessings are based upon how many times you raise your hands and praise the Lord, I wonder how many of you would just raise them up 3 times tonight. If the Lord says clap your hands as many times as you want a blessing from heaven, how many of you would say, well, would you go, yes, Lord, yes. Bless me, good Lord, I want it all. And Father, we need God tonight. And every minute matters. And every second matters. And how we do matters tonight.
Preach on.
Amen. Preacher, I don't know about you. I don't know about myself. Sometimes, but it matters tonight. I wrote down a couple things. If you'll let me, I'll go to another scripture, Isaiah chapter number 12 and verse number 3. And brother, listen, I'm going to read the first 4 verses. The Bible said, in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I'll praise thee. Though thou was angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou hast comforted me. Behold, God is my salvation. I'll trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and has also become my salvation. Listen to verse 3. Therefore, with joy, with joy, with joy, with joy, shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. It matters how you draw water. It matters how you come to church. It matters how you live your life. How you ought to do it with everything that's within you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. It matters tonight. Oh, Joash had done a good job obeying the man of God. And then he smoked them arrows. I believe he just smote them like he is. Hey man, we done. I done shot the arrow of deliverance. What else do I need? I want to tell you there's a whole lot more after salvation. Hey man, there is. Hey, yeah, thank God. I'm glad God didn't just save me and that was it. Even though I was enough to get me to heaven, He also raised me up to be a man of man and to sit in heavenly places and enjoy the Spirit of God and to dwell together in unity with my brethren tonight.
Yes.
Amen. There's more to it than people. The Transformers. Y'all know the Transformers boys. Y'all know about them.
Yeah.
They was big when I was kids. Then they come back out when y'all been kids. And the big movies come out. I don't know if y'all like them. But they used to have a saying. It said, there's more than meets the eye. Amen. Amen. Transformers. Because they would be a car. And then they'd transform into a robot. And they'd say, it's more than meets the eye. Boy, I tell you what. If they ever got this salvation, they'd realize, it's more than meets the eye. It's better than good. It's the best God's got to offer. He is in Abraham. Because Abraham couldn't do it. He is sin Isaac. Because Isaac couldn't do it. He said the best thing.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
He didn't beat the arrows like this. The Lord beat them like this. Amen. Amen. Thank God. With joy you ought to draw out of the wells. Amen. The water of salvation. With joy. What kind of joy is it, preacher? He said it was joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
Woo! I'm glad tonight what God's got for us. Amen. It'll make you want to shout. Amen.
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm feeling a little better now. Amen. Hey, yeah, let me get some more scripture right quick. Y'all don't mind if I wrote something down, do you? Sometimes I look at them and sometimes I don't. That's just the way I feel. So I'm going to just obey the Lord and give you some more tonight. In Nehemiah, you'll find these words. Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. You ain't got to turn there, but that's what it said. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet. Amen. How come I don't like just old tea? Amen. I like sweet tea. Amen. Drink the sweet, he said. And send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord, he said. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Though you better get down and out and think there ain't nowhere else to go. And I won't ever feel like I used to feel. If you get some joy in your life, you'll find the strength, thank God.
Amen.
Nehemiah had already built a wall. Amen. Nehemiah had already constructed a wall. And he didn't say, I'm finished. Amen.
Right.
But there was still more for him yet to do.
Uh-huh.
And he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen.
Bless you.
Say, preacher, I just can't act like that. You ain't got to, but I tell you what, you get this right every now and again, you might just act that way.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't ever think I'd act this way either. Amen. Listen, I can't help it though. I'm like them old boys there in the New Testament when they said, don't you preach anymore in that name. And they said, fellas, we can't help but do it. Amen. We can't help but declare what we've both seen and heard. We was eyewitnesses of it, and we just can't help it tonight. Amen. When you get a case and it can't help it, brother, you'll be amazed at what God performed in you tonight. Amen. Amen. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's what he said. Amen. You remember when the Philistines, I believe it was the Philistines, had come in and got the Ark of the Covenant. Y'all remember that? When they stole away the Ark of the Covenant and they took it down to their God's temple. Dagon, wasn't that his name? And they took the Ark of the Covenant in there to Dagon's temple and set it up beside old Dagon. And they left that evening and come back the next morning. And Dagon, their God, was laying over on his face. Amen. In the presence of God. Yeah, he was bowing down. Yes, sir. And they had to set him back up. I ain't never had to set God back up. Brother, they had to set Dagon back up. And the next morning, come back here. And not only was he bowed down again, but his hands was cut off. And his feet or whatever else. Hey, I want you to know something tonight. My God is always powerful. And he never loses any power. They had the old ark and they seen that and they said, we got to get rid of this thing. It's causing us trouble. I'm going to run through it real quick, all right? They get down to old Bed-Edom. Down there in old Bed-Edom and they start being blessed of the Lord in old Bed-Edom. Blessed and blessed and blessed. And run down in old Bed-Edom. And David hears word of the ark being in old Bed-Edom. He sends some men to go get it. Y'all know how they didn't do it just right. And old Uzziah, I put his hand up to stop and stay the ark from falling, and God killed him because he didn't read the word of God. It matters tonight how you act. It matters how unless you do the Word of God. Yeah, you can't just do anyway tonight. That's right.
Blessed
Uzziah just couldn't touch that ark like he wanted to. There was no proper way to carry it. And so the next time they read the instructions, and they put it on the stage and they carried that ark. Amen. And brother, I can see old David now. When they started entering into the city. And you know who was out front in front of that ark? Old David. He is a cutting a rug. And old David was dancing, the Bible said. He was in a linen ephod. He didn't have on his kingly robe. He didn't have on his kingly apparel. He just had on his linen ephod. And he was dancing before the Lord. And he didn't care who saw him, because he was happy about the presence of God. There was joy in David's heart. And his wife, Michal, scolded him about it. And because she did, she didn't never bear him no children.
Right. Right.
Not one. You better be careful when you scoff at people rejoicing in the Lord. Just because you don't act like them don't mean that what they're doing is wrong. Listen to me. If it lines up with the Bible. Amen. I'm not going to try to get on any doctrine, but I'm just going to say this. I don't believe in speaking in tongues with jibber jabber the way people do it. I don't believe that's biblical. I don't believe it shows that it's biblical anywhere in the Bible. Brother, I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just saying I don't need to get some extra portion of the Holy Ghost to know I'm saved. Preacher, how do you know you're saved? Because I've read this book and it tells me exactly how to know that I'm saved. Amen. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath no life. He that hath believed hath the Son. I have believed, and I have the Son tonight.
Amen.
I'm his and he's mine.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't gonna fight you about it, but I'm just saying. There's some things people will do. When we was growing up, we was always told that a dancing foot and a praying knee don't reside on the same leg. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
David danced.
Yeah.
But he didn't dance like some people dance. He didn't do no hookie jookie. That wasn't what he was doing. No, sir. Yeah, that was holy what David was doing. He wasn't worried about what he wasn't trying to entice somebody or get somebody to look at him. Hey, he is a praising God. I will tell you this tonight, it matters how you praise God. How should we praise him with nobody else in your mind? Are you thinking about what they care about? Just praise him because he's worthy tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It matters. It matters. I'd say old Joash was a pretty good man. I'd say he loved God. I'd say Joash loved the man of God. I'd say Joash loved the Word of God. But he got tired. And instead of smiting them arrows 5, 6, 100 times. I mean, if your blessings can... Whatever God said, if He said it, that's what your blessings is counted on today. How many times would you do it? How many times would you share Him? How many times would you tell about Him? I told you about Robbie Lyle the other night. I've told it just about everywhere I go. I told Robbie Lyle, "You ain't got nothing I ain't got, boy. I got saved too." Those of you that wasn't here, he got saved the year before we went into first grade. He was in kindergarten. He's the biggest boy in kindergarten, and he got saved. And so that summer between kindergarten and first grade, I got saved, and I run right in the first day, and Miss Moore, my first grade teacher, went right by her and got to Robbie Lyon and said, "You ain't got nothing I ain't got." Stuck right up in his face. Of course, I had to stand on my tiptoes. He's such a big boy. But I told him, "I got saved, Robbie Lyon. I got saved." Boy, if we had that kind of exuberance our whole life. Tell people about Jesus. What if they don't want to hear it? Tell them anyway. tell them anyway. What if they walk away? That's all right. Don't worry about it. What did he tell them disciples whenever they said, what if they won't hear us? He said, just shake the dust off your feet and go on to the next town. There'll be somebody that'll want it. Amen. There'll be somebody else that wants it. It matters tonight. It matters. When I was reading this earlier today, I thought I was going to preach on the arrows of deliverance. That's what I thought I was going to preach on. But the more I got to reading that, reading it, I got to notice him of tapping them things three times, and the man of God getting mad at him said, why didn't you tap them five or six?
Yeah.
Said, if you would have tapped them five or six times, that's how many times you would have smote the Syrians. But because you only tapped them three times, he said, you're only going to smite them thrice. What if your enemies and the dependency that you have on God was based on how many times you acted upon God's order and God's word, and the fact that you get to defeat your enemy was based on that? That's why I get up, and I'm not bragging, but that's why I get up. I have a hard time with my enemy. I'm not talking about Satan. He don't bother me a whole lot. I'm just being honest with you. He don't. But there's a fellow I wake up with every morning that gives me trouble. Boy, he and I look him right and square in the eye every morning when I'm fixing my thinning hair. And that old fellow, boy, one day I'm going to get rid of him. I am. He's going back to the dust of the earth. But old Paul said this. He said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Hey. I believe the moment that I get rid of this old man that's given me trouble for years, I'm going to be in the presence of God. What about that? I'm thankful tonight for what God has done for me. And the fact that He gives me opportunity to serve Him. And my service is not squarely in the church. My service is not squarely on Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night. But my service is all the time. Remember? Oh, ouch. Coach Coward, if I'd have done that to my thumb, I would have cussed. That's what he told me. I said, well, son, I don't cuss. I got rid of that a long time ago. Well, didn't it hurt? I said, did you hear me say ouch? Yeah. It matters all the time. It matters all the time. You say, preacher, you should have saved that for Sunday morning crowd. No, it'll do for us. It'll do for us. It's just a little encouragement. Just a little help along the way. Help you out just a little bit. Maybe when you feel like you just about had enough and you just don't open your window.
Amen.
Point your arrow and let her go. Let her go. I see one of the boys there. Bible said, they come around and get a verse of some song. I'm done. One of them old Hebrew boys had been meeting out with the other Hebrew boys. They'd been having prayer meeting at the house, Bible study, preaching, praying, singing, shouting. They'd been meeting out, but this time he went back home by himself. And there was a decree that had been made in the land, and the decree said that you ought not to ask anything of anybody but the king. Don't be praying to no God. That's what the decree said. The Bible said when Daniel got home in his house, that he went over and it said, and his window being opened. I've heard people preach that he went and opened his window. I want to tell you this, his window wasn't ever shut. A lot of people's prayer life gets shut. But Daniel's window was always open. You read it the way it's written. He says, and his window being opened. It was already open. Why? Because his prayer life was intact. He wasn't worried about what the decree of the land said. He was going to pray like he had aforetime.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody said, well, that's a bad habit to get in, just to get in the habit of praying. You brush your teeth every morning, don't you? Anybody ever accuse you of that being a bad habit? I'll put it to you like this. You put deodorant on just about every day, don't you? Anybody ever said, "Boy, I wish you'd quit doing that"? Huh?
Bless you, Lord.
There's some habits that are good. Yeah. Brushing your teeth, putting on deodorant. I like those. But I also like a habit of prayer. Because there are sometimes I get down to pray and I don't feel real good about praying or even what I have prayed, but I do it anyway. I want my window to always be open. So that if my enemy starts coming, I can reach back in and get one of them arrows. Put it on my bow. Send it eastward. One arrow's all he shot, folks. Everybody's trying to hit him as he's running. Just trust the Lord. Shoot your arrow when He tells you to. You won't need but one. David had five smooth stones in his shepherd's bag, but he only used one. Somebody said the other four was for Goliath's other four brothers. I don't know. The Bible don't. That's a pretty good idea. I like that. But I'm going to tell you what. The only thing I do know is he used one stone out of his bag. That I do know. It don't take but one. And your enemy will be defeated today.
Amen.
There's an old song that said, "Jesus is the one." Amen. He's the only one. Just let Him have His way until the day is done. Amen. That's the only one you need tonight. Amen. I can preach another hour. I'm being honest with you, but I don't feel it's necessary. But I could. I didn't feel that way when I got here, but I feel that way now. Amen. I love you tonight. I hope something we've said or done has helped you. Now listen, if the message has come to you and God said, "Shoot," you need to shoot your arrow. God says, "Pray," you need to pray. You say, "Well, I'll pray when I get home." Won't work like that. You'll pray when God says, "Pray." I believe that. I believe when God says do something. Now He may give you another opportunity later on down the road to pray again. If you disobey Him tonight, He may give you another opportunity, but you'll never know what blessing you missed by not doing it the first time. You'll never know what you missed. Stand with us tonight as we stand and sing a verse of song. Go ahead, brother.
373 out of the songs of faith. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in His skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
She prays softly and these are praying and you need to come on and pray. You come on. This is what Paul wrote in his second letter to the church at Corinth. He said, "I, Paul myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence and base among you, but being absent and bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, listen, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when what? Your obedience is fulfilled. When you obey. It's so much easier to shoot just one arrow out the window when you obey. What if Joash would have never got the bow and arrows? And then the message came, shoot. He wouldn't have been prepared. He wouldn't have had what would have been needed. And right now, you're getting together. You're gathering up. It said, consider the ants. And if you'll consider them, it said, consider how that they work all summer long and gather up. You know what they're getting ready for? Cold weather. I guess that's why I go to revival as much as I do and try to be a help and enjoy going. I'm trying to get up as much as I can in the fruitful season because I know there's a cold season coming. I've been through a few of those cold seasons in my life. And you know what helped me? The storehouse.
Yeah.
My mom and papa had a little old shed down below their house. And inside of it, there was carpet all over the walls. You'd go in there and there'd be jams and jellies and tomato relish and chow chow and good stuff. Beans and put up in the storehouse. When the cold time would come and they couldn't just gather straight out of the garden, they could go in the storehouse and get what they needed. The heat on. Amen. Being obedient is what you'll find where your glean, where you can go glean at, is in your obedience. But if you don't obey God and you go look in your storehouse and there ain't nothing there, don't blame nobody but yourself. When you come to church tomorrow night, Lord willing, I hope all of you here and everybody brings 10 people with them. And 5 of them 10 that you bring with you is lost. That's what I hope. I hope that tomorrow night, before you ever get here, you get so excited for the time for 7:30 to get here. That all day tomorrow while you're at work, you think 7:30. And you get your arrows out, the rest of them get shot, and you done got me. All day tomorrow, you start beating them arrows and say, Lord, I can't wait for 7:30. I don't know what you're going to do with my enemy. I don't know how you're going to show out, but I want to beat my arrows and stand up against the crowd, and I know you're going to show up tomorrow night. Don't beat them 3 times. Meet them with joy, exuberance, excitement. Say, but it's Friday night. It'll be the last night of revival. Who knows? You don't know. If you'll bring them 10 and 5 of them lost and we get them all saved, we might just go on through next week.
That's right.
What's the closest plant right around here? Anybody know of a plant that's open? What's the closest big grocery store? I know. Publix. We might shut down Publix. I've heard of them years ago where the mills would shut down because it's having revival. You say, that can't happen in our day. It can't because you ain't willing to beat your arrows many times and wait for the blessings of God. Hey, we need to get ready for revival.
Yeah.
It can happen.
It can happen.
It can happen. God will renew our strength. Yeah. I can't help it. I just keep getting more and more. I've told this before. I'll tell it again. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Somebody said, well, you got to go through the valley to get your next blessing. That ain't biblical. Because Isaiah said that if you'd be patient on the Lord, you can mount up with wings as eagles. There have been a few times where I've been so obedient to God from GR that I went from one mountaintop to the other one flying and skipped the valley in between. There's been a time or two I flapped my wings a little bit and flew with the Lord and skipped all that junk in the valley. It ain't happened often, but it's happened. What'd you do? I had took my arrows. What about it tonight? Boy, that's good. Anyway. Sing one more verse as far as my part. I'll be done. If you need to come, come on.
God's amazing grace sent down from heaven, rescued me.
And anyway, I come out and got in the car and we left. And I are just crying and just crying. He said, what's the matter with you? And I couldn't even talk. I was just so overwhelmed. And from that day forward, the Lord just started blessing me. Oh my gosh, He started blessing me.
Looking back along this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I've known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way. to tell you than to say God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night.